Stampede.
Garner is in 221, recorded 324, 2024. I admit, most of the time, if I'm right predicting the future, I'd be making millions of dollars on either the Chicago Commodities Exchange or the NYMEX Commodity Exchange. Alas, my predictions aren't a guarantee for the making of money. However, I have met and known several people who have lost or made lots of money. I mean, millions of dollars trading on those two exchanges. But I'm not in the business of investing in this or that Wall Street stock either. Because by and large, I tried to point out the deceptions, the greed that drives many Americans into trying to make money. Sometimes while investing, some Americans lose their entire life savings. The truth of the matter is, capitalism has a history of making whole generations of people going broke. But on the other side of that coin are some Americans who make an enormous amount of money. And when it's all said and done, I confess, I'm not a communist, a socialist, a capitalist, or even an anarchist. I like to say I stand on the side of the natural world. As such, I see the hypocrisy of our systems, and that allows me to make my predictions. Take, for example, the practice on Wall Street to permit corporations to buy back their own stock, thereby artificially inflating the true value of a company's worth, let's say, on the New York Stock Exchange, the NASDAQ, or the S&P 500. If you have enough stocks rise all at once, then the prevailing index rises as well. And in most cases, that's when politicians like to claim prosperity is here, and it's because of their leadership. But America has an unusual economic history of overexuberance, which leads to slowdowns, sometimes recessions, or even things much worse. As I've said before, my grandmother's family lost their house during the Great Depression of the 30s. When the hysteria of the AOL and the Time Warner's merger hit Wall Street, it didn't matter that startup companies ending with a .com weren't making any money. They were a non-existent future with a bad ending. The journalist Nina Monk wrote about the prevailing conditions during the .com bubble. And I quote, "It records in executive suites, as long as a company's stock price continues to go up and up, a CEO was powerful, like a king with divine rights," end quote. But inevitably, reality starts settling in, and with profits that are non-existent, somewhere the hype, the false illusions are recognized, and investors go broke. It wasn't very long ago that with the rapid rise of inflation, the American economy was destined to produce a recession. Surprisingly, the recession turned into a boom in the stock market, making new historic highs. Janet Yellen, the U.S. Secretary of the Treasury, said inflation was transitory. The implication was that prices were going to come down. But the truth of the matter is, inflation in this country has, for the last 50 years, never gone down. Certainly not down forever. Inflation has been embedded in this economy ever since the end of the Vietnam War. And today, when the chairman of the Federal Reserve said he had the tools to combat inflation, he was right. But the facts will show the rise in the price of food and energy by raising interest rates 3 or 4% are going to force consumers, after time, to accept a new reality that the price of food and energy aren't going to go down, but are going to be embedded. And if there are any disruptions during a war economy, inflation will be much worse. You can't fight wars without a bread and butter economy being affected. So our politicians will attempt to persuade the American people that the economy is doing just fine, that the stock market is making new historic highs, that the government's national debt is going higher, and that the way to resolve the climate crisis is to buy expensive electric vehicles. Maybe somewhere, people will start to realize that something is wrong, and real changes are coming, and it won't be until 2030, because it's happening now. We thought free enterprise would bring us the prosperity that the rest of the world would envy. After all, our politicians said we were Americans and we could do anything we wanted. Well, as a result, the excesses created reckless behavior that only we could accept. The rest of this world had barely enough to survive on, while respect for the living in this country was just a source of ridicule. We're a pompous people, so why shouldn't we resolve our differences with violence? Why should we flaunt our wealth? Didn't they say, if you've got it, flaunt it? And after all, weren't we the wealthiest nation on earth? Even if our government was bankrupt, we could service ourselves into prosperity by just printing as much money as we wanted? Weren't we a throwaway culture, a consumerist economy that just demanded more? Didn't you want to stay forever young by treating yourself to Botox to hide what you saw in the mirror? Why live in a reality when you could fool yourself into just getting more, more of everything? Why shouldn't you be entertained? 'Cause now you could spend 18 hours a day watching an electronic screen and ordering pizza delivered at your doorstep. You don't ever have to leave. Why leave the screen? It'll tell you how to get more. Besides, it's dangerous out there. So what if we were breeding illnesses by watching illusions, never seeing what was real? And didn't the screen say you could make $200 by betting $5 on the internet? 'Cause that'll help replace your fears. Be a winner. Become addicted to the artificial. After all, you deserve it. You've earned it. You figured out how to win. And oh, let's not forget about those sexual desires by just ordering an enhancing pill for $1 a day. Yeah, there's nothing we can't do because we belong to the free country called America. Oh yeah, don't forget to fly the colors when the 4th of July rolls around, because, you know, we've got a military that can tell the rest of the world how to live. After all, we're a free country, and we've got the weapons to prove it. So stand up and be proud. One thing I'm certain of, there won't be any escaping our future. Corruption in all of its various forms will eventually result in unimaginable pain for most Americans. It'll reach even into the people and agencies charged with enforcing the laws of this country. We may even see rank and file members of our own military either unwilling to follow orders, or worse, sabotaging military installations like ships or aircraft. It will be the enemy from within, and it will reach every level, from lowest ranked members of our armed services all the way up the chain of command. Dissatisfaction and even contempt for following orders will result with people responsible for protecting America's homeland. Recently, a 25-year-old senior airman, a cyber operator assigned to the 70th Intelligence Surveillance and Reconnaissance Wing at Fort Meade in Maryland, doused himself with fuel and set himself on fire to protest against the Hamas-Israel war. That act should tell you something about our future. Suicide rates in our military have been rising, and those rates will change to sabotage and outright rebellion. This country is no longer safe. And in fact, we've never really been safe, especially by building weapons of mass destruction, thinking they would bring us peace. We've sold weapons around the world, and we did it for making profits for our military-industrial corporations. And the truth is, we have over 80 countries around the world where our military are stationed. And sometime that will have to change, because we'll no longer have the resources or the willingness to fight for this country. Sometime in our near future, they'll have to come home, and it may look like something that happened a few years ago with our withdrawal from Afghanistan after fighting for 20 years, trying to assert our will. There may not be any turning back. The world is nearly entirely on fire, and it isn't because of climate change, although that too may be in our future. No, what is happening is our worst fears are coming true, and it comes from something within our species. We've fallen prey to our ancient human condition that can't be inhibited. No laws can prevent what we are. And it's been proven over and over again in history. The need to control, the desire to destroy, the vices of corruption are deceptions to deny the truth. Our vanity, our greed, our distrust, are all being revealed. No revenge, no retribution will resolve what is taking place, because by any measure, our future as a species may be ending. We can't find solutions to our differences except through violence. And now, by our own destruction, we've built the means of producing an apocalypse. And we're slowly going about doing it. Our worst inhibitions are playing out in front of our own eyes. Contentment was never going to be found with us. Instead, chaos and ruin are winning out. Peace, tranquility could never be found with us. We only respected the power to commit violence, to endorse crimes of every kind. Why should we find profits as the means for living? Why shouldn't we take from others to gain for ourselves? Why not deceive by false pride while others suffered for our misconduct? It was always there for us to see. We even encouraged our worst behavior, believing we could use whatever means to win. Winning was everything, and so slowly it spread around the world like a disease, an incurable metastasis of the human condition. We were a living cancer. We thought we were the smartest living things on the planet, but we couldn't stop our own need to destroy. No, we reaped the whirlwind by ending our future. This week on Garner Isn't, you first heard Claus Badelt's composition, The Black Pearl, for the 2003 movie Pirates of the Caribbean. Then, from the 1975 movie Farewell, My Lovely, David Shire's work, Amthaw's Place, followed by Harry Gregson-Williams' Something on the Track, from the 2009 movie The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3, then two more tracks from Pelham 1-2-3, The Train Leaves the Station, and It's Me, Man, and to close, a cut of Dinah Washington singing This Bitter Earth, a 1960 release. Stampede, written and performed by Edward Garner in Morro Bay and Paso Robles, California.